Agenda item number 15, discussion and possible action on laboratory information management system software. Contract by Tiffany Morgan, Environmental and Compliance Manager.
A laboratory information management system is a software-based tool that we use in the laboratories. It's key to our function and management of our data. In our current LIMS, all surface water and wastewater compliance data is stored and managed through this system, and that data is used by various BRA departments to do their regulatory reporting to TCEQ and other state agencies as applicable. Our current LIMS was purchased in 2002 and is based on legacy system software that IT has said if at some point in time in the future it crashes, the odds of them being able to recover are slim. It's inefficient with what's available in today's market, provides us very poor communication tools with the operations staff, doesn't consolidate all our record-keeping needs into one location, and lacks our security features are lacking that would allow us to do things we need to improve communication with our customers and or our operations staff. So we went through a fairly intense process of reviewing other LIMS systems that are available, and have settled on the LabVantage LIMS, which is a GSA contracted LIMS system. The company's been in business for quite some time in industry and pharmaceutical worlds. System capabilities are vastly improved as far as what it offers us, and even with the existing capabilities, they're much improved over what we currently have. So it should allow us to be much more efficient in the laboratories and with our communications with our customers and our operations staff. One of the key things our operations staff has wanted for one time is an alert whenever they exceed a permit limit or they have some levels of concern for them that tell them when something's off in the plant. And right now, we have to have a lab tech stop and go hunt somebody down to tell them because we don't have the ability to ping their cell phone, send them an email, alert them that way. So hopefully this new system will be very helpful and make the lab more efficient, and we hope with it that we can continue to keep the staff levels where they are. If there's any questions. Yes, sir. Ma'am.
Contracts with TCEQ and whatnot, were you anticipating this equipment would be used in our tasks that we do for them?
This equipment will be used in those tasks to store the data. This is also the primary mechanism which we turn around and then use to submit the data reports to TCEQ. We submit our data electronically to their system. This will allow us right now, it's a fairly cumbersome step where we have to export to Excel, do a lot of manipulations in Excel, then transfer, whereas with this system we can set it up and do the transfers directly without having that extra staff time. And hopefully the same thing should be in play for the wastewater operations. We hadn't quite worked out the mechanism since the folks who do those wastewater reports don't directly report to me, but we're working on getting those to where we can hopefully automatically send the data to them. They're doing the same process. They dump to Excel, do a series of manipulations to get it in the format TCEQ wants, and then send it on. But we have provided all those reports to LabVantage, and they said setting that process up is not a difficult process.
So assessing what we were going to receive from TCEQ for our contracts, did you build any of this cost into those?
This cost with our laboratories, we do a cost per sample, and all the costs and expenses we have related to those LIMS gets built into those calculations. So every time they get charged for a sample, they're paying a piece of this price. Okay. There's no more questions.
Please read your resolution.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into a contract with LabVantage Solutions Incorporated to purchase a new laboratory information management system software. The total project costs for the software installation, testing, and migration of historical data shall not exceed $267,074.
What do you propose to be the life of this
Motion to adopt. Sorry.
I had a question.
No, I'm sorry. Is that my fault? I was asking what is the useful life that you project?
We would hope that we can make it 10 years.
Really?
So we've made this existing one stretch a little further than that. Just depends on how quick technology changes and if they change out from underneath us. As far as for the laboratories, it should easily last us 10 plus years. It'd be the IT back end that would be the concern. Do I need to reread?
Okay, no, that's fine. You've heard the resolutions, a motion to adopt.
Second.
Jean and Sarah. Please poll the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.